From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff insists there are sufficient safeguards built into a deal that will have an Arab company managing operations at six major U.S. ports. A London-based firm that now runs the ports has been purchased by a state-owned company in the United Arab Emirates. Chertoff says the U.S. should not shy away from such business arrangements with allies.
We have to balance the paramount urgency of security against the fact that we still want to have a robust global trading system.
Chertoff was on CNN's Late Edition. But members of Congress from both parties are criticizing the deal. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey says Chertoff's remarks show that the Bush administration, in his words, just does not get it. And GOP Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says the American people deserve a better explanation.
Most Americans are scratching their head wondering, why this company from this region now?
Graham was on Fox News Sunday. Israel says it will halt monthly transfers of hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinians now that Hamas dominates the Palestinian parliament. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Speaking at the opening of the weekly cabinet meeting, acting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said that with Hamas's majority in parliament, the Palestinian Authority has turned into what he called a terrorist authority. Olmert said Israel will no longer transfer the tax and customs revenue it collects on behalf of the Palestinian Authority, an estimated $50 million each month. Israel is also urging the international community to cut off all money to the Palestinian Authority that is not humanitarian aid. Also today, Hamas nominated Gaza lawmaker Ismail Haniyeh to be Palestinian prime minister in a move that was widely expected. Haniyeh is seen as a leader of the pragmatic wing of Hamas, which Israel and the U.S. consider a terrorist organization. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Newspapers in Saudi Arabia have published an apology by the Danish paper whose cartoons of Islam's Prophet Muhammad have sparked violent protests around the world in recent weeks. Dale Gavlak has the story.
Almost 5 months after publishing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, the editor of the Danish Jyllands-Posten issued an apology in a full-page ad in several Saudi-owned papers, including the pan-Arab Sharq al-Awsat. It expressed deep regret for what had taken place, adding that it did not intend to offend or insult any religion or attack Muhammad, but to open the dialogue on the freedom of expression. But the Scottish Herald quoted the author of the controversial bomb turban cartoon, Kurt Vestergaard, saying he had no regret. He said terrorism gets its spiritual ammunition from Islam. Muslim leaders have insisted that anger would only be quelled with a clear apology from the newspaper and the Danish government. Others have said it was too late and urged laws in Europe prohibiting the insult of religious symbols. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman, Jordan.
This is NPR News from Washington. Union workers at Sikorsky Aircraft in Connecticut have rejected a proposed contract and are planning to go on strike tomorrow morning. The walkout will be the first at the helicopter manufacturer since 1963. After a relatively mild January, areas from the Rockies through New England have been hit by frigid temperatures this weekend. Utility crews are still working to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in the Northeast and Michigan that have been without electricity for days now. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services says it wants information on both old and new allegations of child abuse by priests from the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose has more.
The director of Illinois' State Child Welfare Agency, Brian Samuels, wrote to Cardinal Francis George last week saying the church is obligated to report past and present allegations of abuse involving minors. The archdiocese is refusing, saying old cases are closed. However, the agency says reporting past cases to the Child Welfare Agency would enter names into a state registry that would keep accused priests from working with children. Last week, the Archdiocese of Chicago said it would report to the Department of Children and Family Services cases of abuse it learns of now, even if the alleged victim is no longer a minor. But the new policy does not cover older cases of abuse that were reported to the Archdiocese before the policy change. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.
Jimmy Johnson has won this year's Daytona 500 race. He took the lead with just 14 laps to go, and he held off a last-minute effort by Dale Earnhardt Jr. to take the race on the fifth anniversary of his father's death at the same track. It was the first Daytona 500 victory for Johnson. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.